This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM or 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Historically black colleges and universities produce about a quarter of all black graduates in science, technology, engineering, and math. Still, many of those institutions, like Stillman College in Tuscaloosa, struggled to keep the doors open, faced with giving students what they need while raising the money to fund their missions. WBHM's Shira Wheeler-Stewart takes a look at how that college tackles the challenge.
The grass is neatly trimmed, and the flowers are in bloom at Stillman College. Sorority members cook out on the campus lawn on a recent spring day, and there's a symposium in the math and science building. All looks well at this historically black college, but it's not. Underneath the manicured exterior, Stillman sits on a mountain of debt, about $43 million worth.
Now, that's a big number to most of us. It really is. It's not a big number if you have a lot of students.
That's Cynthia Warwick, Stillman's president, answering questions after a talk she gave to students and faculty. Like many HBCUs, Stillman's budget, she says, is largely dependent on enrollment. But Stillman's enrollment is about half of what it was 5 years ago. Warwick is focused on retaining students and recruiting hundreds more for the fall.
Well, we have over 4,000 applicants right now. We've admitted a little over 2,000. And now we just have to follow up with folks and close the deal.
But not every student who gets accepted will choose Stillman. Warwick says the school can attract students by partnering with other colleges and universities for research. Quinn Kelly, a junior at Stillman from Tuscaloosa, likes the small campus and the academics.
It's not always that we're in a room with a master's student receiving our education. It's always a PhD, so that's a huge part of why I'm here at Stillman.
Michael Sorrell is president of Paul Quinn College, a small HBCU in Dallas. When he arrived years ago, enrollment there had plummeted. But in the last 6 years, it has more than doubled. The college attracts national attention with community programs, like turning its football field into a community garden. Students there provide vegetables for the urban food desert surrounding the campus. Sorrell says to survive, HBCUs have to give students and their communities what they need.
It just seems a bit ridiculous to be in a food desert or to have a student population that is primarily Pell Grant eligible and not to speak to those issues.
Many HBCU students come from households that can't afford to completely pay for college. At Paul Quinn, students work part-time with the college's corporate partners to help pay their school expenses. Cynthia Warwick, Stillman president, says she's looking to develop more corporate partnerships and increase alumni contributions. Those, she hopes, will help Stillman students transition easily from college to career. Warwick says she's encountered some skepticism, but
for some reason I'm so optimistic. It's faith. God wouldn't send me here to fail. So I think it has a lot more to do with just believing that the alumni and this community are going to come to the, you know, adhere to the call.
Already, the Stillman faculty has kicked in its support by giving up a month's salary this year. Warwick says it's that kind of commitment that convinces her that Stillman and its students will make it. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.